Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Kent Teese. He's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank. Welcome to the show.
Well, great to be here.
Kent, I thought we'd spend a little time, this is going to actually be a two-part program, we'd spend a little time looking at ag in Minnesota, and I think an appropriate place to start is looking back at 2014. What kind of a year was 2014?
Well, you know, if we look at 2014 from a crop standpoint, in much of Minnesota, it was a challenging year. We go back to kind of a long winter last year, and which translated into a later spring and later planting for farmers in many areas, and combine that with some cool, wet weather. And so a lot of our corn especially was planted probably 2 to 3 weeks later than normal. And then our soybean planting got pushed back. And then we followed that up with some very heavy rains in the month of June, many areas in the eastern half of the state getting 2 to 3 times their normal rainfall for 1 month. And then the third part that happened in some areas of the state, it turned dry after that. We actually, we talk a lot this year about how wet we were, but we actually got pretty dry in some areas late July, August. And then the final kind of nail in the coffin for this year's crop for some producers was that early frost we had in mid-September. It's hit hard through south-central Minnesota. And so that combination meant we had really variable yields. Some farmers got average, slightly above, but there was a lot of areas where we had below average yields this year. But there is an area kind of the northern part of southwest Minnesota up through west-central Minnesota to the southern area of the Red River Valley that actually had some of the better yields in Minnesota this year. They didn't get quite the heavy rains in June, and they also missed that severe impacts of that September frost, so they had a little longer growing season. So I would say the most disappointing crops probably happened through east-central down into northern parts of south-central and southeast Minnesota, where some of the poorest yields.
How about livestock producers? Were they impacted either positively or negatively by all of this?
Well, the livestock producers, because crop-wise, we talked about the challenges locally, prices have been down because we had record crops nationwide, both corn and soybeans, and which pushed the corn and soybean prices down to the lowest levels in 4 or 5 years. And of course, livestock producers, about 2/3 of their input costs are feed costs. And so when you get lower corn and soybeans, which are used to make soybean meal, that brings the feed costs down. So the break-even levels on livestock came down. And on top of that, livestock prices are very strong, strong demand both in the United States and globally. So the profit margins on livestock have been very good, on hog production, on dairy production, on milk, and as well as cattle, fed cattle. So livestock producers as a whole had a very good year in 2014, one of the best they've had in a long time.
Kent Teese, he's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank in Mankato. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.